has big ears and his father has big ears, you say, well, that boy, what? His father.
Takes after his father.
Takes after, and if the father has a bad temper and the boy does, same thing, or a different
yes,
word?
He's like his father.
He's like his father. And we call them nuts that ripen underground peanuts nowadays, but how did you used to call them?
I think it was a certain kind of peanut, but it's called a gooba.
A gooba, uh-huh.
But
and
I think it was a variety.
I see. I see signs, yep, on the highway. This fertilizer is good for goobers.
It was an old-time term, but I still think it was really a variety.
A variety of peanut. And the woman who used to help at childbirth, who wasn't a nurse?
Midwife.
And if a city person in the old days, someone would come from Atlanta to Jakin and he put on airs, what would the people in Jakin?
City slicker.
City slicker. And if someone from Jakin might go to Atlanta, the people there would say, what about him behind his back?
Maybe they'd say he's countrified.
Countrified. Have you ever heard the word Hoosier or Hoosier?
Yes, I've heard it.
The country, how is that pronounced?
Hoosier.
Just a Hoosier. And how do you normally refer to people whose skin is brown or black today, and then how did you used to refer to them?
Well, I say colored people today.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to say niggers.
Mm-hmm. And suppose that someone used to get mad at a colored person in the old days. What did they used to call him? Just a trifling, no count.
Bum,
uh-huh. But if he were especially a colored person, what would they call him?
He's still a nigger.
Would they call him a nigger then? Is that, is that a worse name than a...
No, it's just
not a
simpler
name.
Pronunciation.
I see, uh-huh. And, you refer to other people of your own race as just...
White.
And what do colored people who get angry at white people call them, I wonder? It's hard to find out.
Trash.
Just
usually.
Trash.
They want to say something not nice.
Just trash.
They're white trash.
Do they ever... call them crackers as an insult? Ain't nothing but an old cracker.
Well, cracker has more to do with geography than...
I see. It's not really an insult. But...
Not originally,
mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. And suppose a man had a fishing rod he liked very much and his young son perilously broke it. And the man got upset. And they say, he surely got awfully...
mad.
Mm-hmm. And if you've been working hard all day, you might say at night, I'm really
tired.
And if someone becomes ill suddenly, you say he sure what? Sick.
Sick.
Very suddenly he what? Sick.
Got sick.
Got sick.
Yes.
And if someone has a wedding and the friends want to play a prank on them, and they get a cowbell and a wagon and they
mm-hmm.
parade them around, what do they call that?
There's a name for that.